Our first presentation this morning is going to be on ratoon cropping of sorghum in Louisiana. Our presenting author this morning is going to be Josh Coates.
Thank you. I'm Josh Coates. I'm an extension research scientist at the Northeast Research Station. Dr. Rick couldn't be here, so he asked me if I wouldn't mind giving his presentation. A little introduction on the feasibility of ratooning grain sorghum. Early planting grain sorghum, planting early within a recommended window in Louisiana. This generally allows for us to escape a lot of insect and disease problems. The recommended planting date in Louisiana, and especially North Louisiana, is April 15th to May 15th. And when planted early, yield not only maximized, but this also enhances the time period from mature crop, main crop harvest to ratoon crop. Time period is maximized, and this will allow for, of course, more heat unit accumulation, which will better enable the crop to mature, because our average frost dates in North Louisiana are around November 15th. A lot of times we're harvesting grain sorghum in around August. I guess the main questions that Dr. Rick was trying to answer was, what's the yield potential of main crop and ratoon crop, and what are the input costs that are going to be associated with disease and insect pressure for the ratoon crop? Again, to determine the ratoon crop of grain sorghum is a viable practice in Northeast Louisiana was his objective. Field experiments were conducted in 2013 and 14 on Commerce silty clay loam, or Commerce silt loam, and 2015 on the Sharkey clay. Experiments were conducted at the Northeast Research Station. The official variety trials were used each year as for the ratoon crops. 24, 29, and 31 hybrids were evaluated in 2013, 14, and 15. And a trial in 2014 was unable to be harvested due to an early freeze. Main crop was fertilized with 150 pounds of nitrogen, whereas the ratoon crop was fertilized with 100 pounds of nitrogen. It was fertilized roughly a few days after harvest and once the crop was bush hogged. Insecticides and were applied whenever pests reached threshold levels, which was several times. Grain yield from the full row plots were determined using a small plot combine with grain moisture adjusted to 14% moisture. Blackbird damage has been really a problem. He battled trying to ratoon these crops. Birds tend to move in and are really destructive. So in 2015, he used mesh bags to cover 6 foot of row to protect the crop. And they were hand harvested using a small plot thresher, and all yield components were determined. Some cultural information for the 3 years. Planting dates are in early April most every year. Harvest dates tended to be from early to mid-August, even early July. Bush hogged was done the day after or shortly after harvest or day of harvest. And the ratoon crop harvest date, November 20th, November 17th, and then the freeze dates for each year presented, November 13th, November 2nd, November 23rd. So this is information presented now will be an average of all entries in the variety trials. So average mean head date, days after planting, was around 70 in 2013 and 15, 55 for the ratoon crop. And the other one is supposed to have plant height. I don't know. It must have gotten deleted somehow. But the plant height is pretty much similar between main crop and ratoon crop. Main crop yield, we had really good yields in 2013 and 15, ranging from 81 to 31 bushels per acre. The ratoon crop in 2013 only averaged around 13% of the main crop. In 2015, with the 31 hybrids, yield range again from 89 to 116 bushels per acre. Ratoon crop, however, only performed by 20% of the main crop. And to know there were 7 hybrids were just totally decimated by blackbirds. Problem with doing small plot research on the station. yield components for the main crop. Head number drastically reduced with the return crop compared to the main crop. Seed weight really not affecting greatly, and numbers per head is really dramatically or significantly reduced here. But when the heads were protected in 2015, show the data, it was significantly more seed per head. Bird damage, again, this was a struggle to try to prevent any damage. Birds tended to move in November when the ratoon crop was maturing, and this was about the only food source they had, and they took advantage of it. Dr. Rick tried several techniques, from scarecrows, balloons, air cannons, anything he could do, predator sounds, calls, all with very little success. Bird netting he tried in 2014, but it was impractical due to the cost and time of maintaining it, because every other critter was trying to get in through the netting. So he used the mesh bags in 2015, which did well. However, you're only 6 foot a row, about all you can handle. And he had 4 grain hybrids that he chose to do this on that he observed to have good potential for return cropping. Again, yield components were taken on these areas. You can see the white flecks on the kernels, and that's where the blackbirds have been feeding on them. And you can also see the staggered maturity within the grain sorghum. The 4 hybrids here presented bushel per acre, again, excellent. And the return crop, however, only 50%, roughly 50% of the main crop is much more of an improvement compared to 28 to 30% when it was not protected. For seed nut, for head per acre, again, that was our main, it was reduced significantly. But in seed weight, again, it's not much there to talk about, pretty similar. And again, by protecting the crop from the blackbirds, even though the grain number was decreased, it was not nearly as dramatic as when it was not protected. Another main problem, we have plenty of disease and insect pressure in Louisiana. We have a late maturing crop. That's just a catch crop for all insects. We've reached threshold levels of the sugarcane aphid. It says Russian root aphid, but it's sugarcane aphid, sorghum midge, and army worms and corn ear worms as well. A number of applications had to go out to control these pests. So results, on average, only 13% to 20% of the yield was realized from the main crop versus the ratoon. Each of the yield components were reduced for the ratoon crop versus the main crop. Different strategies were used to combat bird damage, but very little success. Although yields were higher when grain was protected, it was still only yields 50% of the main crop. Multiple insecticide and pesticide applications had to be applied to control insect pressure. So kind of in summary, to produce the second crop, there must be a timely planting and harvest of the main crop. That's an important step. However, utilization of early maturing hybrids might be feasible, but they don't perform to the level of full maturity hybrids. And due to the limited grain potential and the need for multiple pesticide applications, it's probably not a feasible practice in North Louisiana to return grain sorghum. I guess with that, I'll be glad to answer any questions that you might have involving this. Yes, sir. That goes a long way. It's just about impossible to control them that way, unfortunately.
Yeah. There is material that came out back in the early 70s called acrylic.
Yes.
Which you could stretch it, just that kind of an artificial cobweb. You could stretch it, and they would not get it in. But again, that's not practical.
Yes. And unfortunately, we have a lot of trees everywhere on that little station, so can't really escape them. They seem to know when we planted and when grain was getting ready too to come in to eat.
And let me go down after just germinating the seed. But you can't use lead poisoning on the research station either.
Yeah, they frown on that now. Well, y'all have any more questions? Yes. Sorry. Yes, sir. Absolutely. What was the moisture? Sugar cane aphid. I can't. I'm sorry, I can't hear. It was by far the most devastating. We had a few worm pressure, but mainly sugar cane aphid.
This year we didn't have any problem with Mississippi just being
painted brown. That's pretty bad.
So which insect site do you use?
I'm having a difficult time hearing, I'm sorry. Well, we didn't use Savanto in these trials. It wasn't labeled yet. We used transformers on main.
Just one patent?
No, it was probably over labeled rates were being applied.
Is
just
it, is it still economical for our area? It goes southwest. You go up one of the main crops for dry land farming. So if they do apply those three times, then
been a headache for most everyone growing grain sorghum.
I was just wondering if you saw many differences between the hybrid varieties, if there was a lot of variation, and if there was identified any that are,
When that's, he chose those four hybrids due to just observations, and they would have good potential, good yield potential. They seem to retune out better earlier, and so he chose those. But still, if we're only realizing 50% yield and having a control pest, it's just going to be really difficult to make it work.
Do you have a feel for what that yield would need to be to make it feasible?
I don't. That's a good question. If we can eliminate some insecticide application, 50% would probably be pretty well. But just the nature of the beast, we'd have to get closer to probably 70%. If prices would move up a little bit, it would also help. They're pretty low right now.
And are there, other than harvest date timing, are there other, is there something associated with the mechanics of harvesting that can facilitate it?
I don't know. That wasn't looked at. And those were questions. He was saying, were there any hybrids that would work? And what would be the yield? And so he didn't take any steps towards that. But those are good questions that could be looked at. Could you roll the crop to make it better? They do that in rice a lot. And there are different steps, but I think we're a little too far north for it to work. Well, I appreciate y'all. Thank you.